Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to
Mooches Radio,
sponsored by the Fork. When you need stop your car and tell me all you have to help you keep the radio.
Smooches, and welcome back to Speak Spit of Smooch Live. We have a live and beautiful, special, live exclusive view for you tonight. And I know you're going to be pretty surprised, because if you're a loyal royal and you've been following us all along, then you already know that we love the NO. We love New Orleans. We love that mixture of jazz, blues, rhythm, and gospel. And tonight we have the Bayou MC. We call him the Bayou MC. That's right. B is the future is back. And, you know, that's family for Smooches Radio, because we, you know, we got this young cat out here early in the game, and he's doing what it takes to live real and die cool. We're going to talk a little bit more about living real and dying cool, but we've got to get to our special honor guest. But first, we got to remind you to make sure you share this show right now. We want you to go ahead and share this show. Go to blogtalkradio.com, www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. And I want you to start tweeting some love to B is the future. And I want you to make sure that you call in at 626-213-5635. Smooches. I hope you love our live intro. We just got a nice little new intro for our listeners, and especially for our, you know, our loyal royals out there. There are some people who have been smooching us since day one, and we're going to call us, you know, those are our kisses. And so anybody out there, and I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there, we got to just show some love later on in the show. But one of the number one people out there that's checking for us on a regular basis is Mr. Swagafornia. Please go follow him at Swagafornia. You know, he has a big history in this hip-hop game, and he also understands, you know, how to make things work. So any of our new independent artists out there, if you need some professional advice, please make sure you check out Mr. Swagafornia. But let's go to the live exclusive view. Let's find out what's going on with our artist, B is the Future.
Smooches, what's going on? Hey, what's up? What's up?
What's going on, and what you smooching on?
Hey, it's B is the Future.
How you doing, B?
How you doing? It's been a little bit.
Yeah, we got a little delay there. Everything is great. Everything is groovy. We're just waiting for a live exclusive view with you, and we're just so happy that you got an opportunity, you know, to hit us up again and smooch us some love. But there's a lot of things that are going on, and we're going to, you know, try to put that out to the listeners, because I know that you told me this new piece of work that you've manifested is definitely something that, you know, are for the people. But not only that, there's a hidden message in there. So when we last met, there were some things that you were doing with your music. But just tell me a little bit about what's been going on, some, maybe some live shows or some really big leaps you made in this game. What's going on?
Well, definitely I'm just developing my sound, getting my sound stronger. I've been performing a lot. You know, me and my man, who I'm actually doing the album with, LiveRoad.Cool, Remy Abiff, I tagged him in some of the posts. We're actually in Portland right now. We flew to Portland a few days ago so we could, you know, work on the album more extensively and get it just sonically where we want to get it. And, you know, I've just been really focusing on that with the production and stuff like that, because we want this album to be, you know, memorable to people. We want it to be something just, you know, so amazing and fantastic and just you know, we want to resonate. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like one of those really good feelings you get from hearing really great music. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, I couldn't be happier than to share this experience with my bro. We grew up together, you know what I'm saying? And we had this idea, this concept for some time now, and for to see it manifest in the way that it has. And, you know, just the music and how we've grown, you know, we want to show people that being yourself is key in navigating through life, you know, doing whatever it is that you want to do. And it's okay to do things your way and not conform, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, we're just focusing on the project and, you know, doing as many shows as we can. The shows are coming in. You know, we're working with some really good management right now. You know, so things are really looking up, most definitely.
Okay. Well, you know, since this is your second, you know, exclusive you with us, you know, we can't be light on you. You already know how it works. You know, Smooch is going to come from all sides. And I guess one of the things, because this is Speaks for the Smooch Live, I want to know what your take is on, even though this comes a little bit off of the topic, your music. I want to know, you know, when someone like, you know, Bill Cosby does kind of admit to something that he did wrong, how do you think that impacts your generation? Like, your message is the truth, and living real is definitely a lifestyle. So what do you mm-hmm. think, how do you think that impacts people in your, you know, in your circle?
Well, it definitely, it makes people look at him a lot differently, because that's something that you wouldn't expect from Bill Cosby, and the fact that, you know, it was kind of under the rug for some years now, and, you know, it changes your perception. It kind of strengthens the belief that everything isn't what it seems, and that's kind of like, you know, my generation's motto. So it's kind of like a distorted type of thing where we don't really know if we could watch the Cosby Show if it comes on, because it's like, oh, we don't want to support someone who does things like that. You see what I'm saying? So it's definitely like a shift in perception. I mean, for me, it's just like, you know, I know I stay true to what I'm doing, and you know, I could never put myself in a position like that where I have to, you know, tuck things under the rug and stuff like that, and then finally have to admit to it when it just gets to the ceiling. You see what I'm saying? So it's just, it's like a thing where, you know, if you gotta second guess it, then it's probably not the right thing for you to be doing.
Smooches out there to anybody that's listening. I think that definitely will go down as one of the best quotes or takes on any situation. You know, if you get that feeling and it just doesn't feel right, then it's probably not the best thing to do. This was live quotation by B is the Future. Now, I've always talked about how every time that you come on the show, how you just present yourself as, like, just so many, to me, light years beyond, you know, your age. And definitely, you know, I feel that there's some really great things going on with you and your music. So I definitely will get back to the music. But, you know, I just like for, you know, the young people out there to hear it. I like for, you know, people out there who haven't decided to think about it, because a lot of times people aren't thinking about these things. People are, you know, too busy trying to do the day-to-day things that artists are trying to get signed. So has that changed for you? Do you think that are you still looking for a record deal, or I mean, are you complacent with just being independent and doing shows and getting some revenue in that way?
Well, I'm not, like, this is my take on record labels. I'm not completely opposed to signing a deal, but the way I've been feeling lately, like, I really just want to, like, have my own platform and have everything revolving around, like, my campaign in the way that I want to do it. Like, I don't want to sign a list of rules. You see what I'm saying? So it's like I've been doing my research on record labels and how they operate, and, you know, how to start your own label and different things like that. And, you know, I don't want to put myself in a position where, you know, I want to opt out of my contract, or I get dropped because I don't do what the label says or something like that. Then it's conflict. Then it's like, well, we're in a legal situation that we didn't even want to be in, because all I want to do is make good music and put it out to the people. And, you know, the big thing now is radio hits and singles. And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, get us the perfect radio song and we can market you and stuff like that. But I don't go into the studio like, okay, I gotta make a hit. You know, this, my life depends on it. Like, music is like, it started off as fun for me. Like, this wasn't nothing about, you know, sales, record sales or whatever like that or what have you. Even though I'm into it now, I'm more into the industry than I have been. But you know, it's not solely about trying to land a deal. It's more about trying to get like a partnership or something like that, or somebody that believes in what I'm doing, you know, what me and my team is doing, and wants to add on to that, not, you know, put me below them, you know what I'm saying? Like an employee or something like that. Like, oh, well,
absolutely.
You
know, I feel you on that. Absolutely.
Sure.
Because, you know, and shout out, you know, and smooches out there to at Rummy Abiff. I don't know if I'm saying it right. And you can follow him at RUMMIEABIFF. I know that you've been, we're going to talk a little bit more about the collaboration in a little while. But so I definitely think that you sound like you know a little bit more about this industry since the last time we spoke. So that's what I was just gathering. I was just showing our listeners how much growth. Because I think the last time we actually interviewed was over a year ago. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. It was.
Yeah. So just in that little bit of space of time, which people say, well, next year I'll be doing this, next year I'll be doing that. You know, I remember when you were first getting ready to do the live shows, and I followed your career, and I said, wow, look at BB. He's not just following me as a loyal royal, but he's really doing his shows. He's doing some things. Unfortunately, I couldn't get to New Orleans to, you know, see you because I'm over here on the East Coast. But, you know, one of these days we'll meet face-to-face. I have a connection with all of the people that come on the show, everybody professional, all the indie artists. Now, I want to know, could you see yourself at this Louisiana show that they're about to start, this tour that Weezy's putting on? Do you see yourself performing with the same genre of people that are going to perform at this show?
Not particularly. Because I heard it's supposed to be like a Hot Boys reunion, and not that I'm against that, because I love like the old Cash Money and Hot Boy, all that stuff. But you know what I'm doing is completely different, so it's kind of like I'm sticking out like a sore thumb performing there, which I wouldn't mind if they let me perform. I'm getting up there, but it's kind of like a thing where it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, that's hey, it's gonna be a crowd out there, but I'll do it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll do it, but it's kind of like, you know, I want to do my music.
You guys
selling apples and oranges,
right? But that's what I feel. I feel like his place is to put you up there regardless of what genre of music. When you have a platform like that, I know the Hot Boys are back, but what do the Hot Boys represent? You guys represent the muddiest of the mud. You came up out of there. So to me, I know you want to show – I know people are coming to see the Hot Boys. But my thing is the people also want to see what are the Hot Boys bringing to the table. So I just thought about you when I thought about that, because I said you're right there. But, you know, I understand how it works. I know the industry, and I know that you probably couldn't get on that same stage and actually have people, you know, listen to a Hot Boy track and then listen to your message and the truth. So it's all good, though.
Yeah.
But thank you for answering that question.
For sure.
So, now you have Live Real, Die Cool. Did I got it right?
Yeah, that's right.
LRDC, right? Hashtag
yes,
LRDC.
Ma'am.
If you're on our line, make sure you hashtag LRDC at B is the future. But I know that you said this concept is really just as straightforward. There's not much to it. It's simple. And if you just follow this simple motto or, you know, message, you'd be fine. So tell me a little bit about what happened and how this got created out of the organic substance that you usually project.
Well, this got created, the actual phrase Live Real Die Cool came from Rummy Abiff, who's actually on side of me right now. I'll let him get a few words in.
Okay.
You know, he came up with the actual phrase The lifestyle and the concept has been something that we've always lived by. You know what I'm saying? We've always been very expressive young men, and, you know, we're very conscious and aware of the good, the bad, like our actions, our decisions. You know what I'm saying? So living real is staying true to yourself and being honest with yourself. You know what I'm saying? So many people, you know, they tell so many lies that they believe their own lies, and then, you know, the wires get crossed and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, you know, be real with yourself, like, and that's where it starts. You can't be real with nobody else if it don't start with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's basically what that is. And Die Cool is, you know, cool is solely based on your perception of it. You know what I'm saying? Dying cool is, you know, knowing that, okay, I did everything that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Or at least attempted. You know, my dream, my wildest dreams, I attempted it. I did it. Because so many people, they get into the point in life and they're like, man, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. You know, look at the young people doing this, man. I wish I did that when I was young. And then, you know, they get to lecturing young people and telling them to seize the opportunity when they didn't. And they still got to go home and deal with the fact that they didn't do that. See what I'm saying? And, you know, they pass away, God bless the dead, you know, with 100 regrets. That's not what we're trying to do. And we're trying to encourage people that, like, you got to keep going and get that dream, and it don't matter how long it take. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of entertainers and artists and stuff like that came in the game later than they wanted to, but they still did it. They didn't quit because, you know, they passed a certain age and was like, oh, man, well, I didn't make it at 20, so I'm going to just go and, you know, give me a regular job since it didn't work. Like, you got to keep on going with it. And, you know, we're just encouraging people to chase your dreams and, you know, give them some dope music to vibe to and just kind of give them our style, like what it's like to be around us and stuff like that. And just, you know, just real cool stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, hence the name.
So it just sounds like you want them to do it till they fly. So, you know, just put your wings on, you just do it. So I feel that. And I think that, you know, when you have little phrases like YOLO and stuff like that, that does send out a message, but sometimes it doesn't send out the right message. I felt like LRDC, I said, that's such a cool phrase. I wonder if it's going to catch on, especially for your fans and followers. I just know that it definitely resonates with me, so I'm sure that it's going to resonate with your listeners. So we're getting ready to get into the first track. And to me, it can only be LRDC because to me that is the epitome of your message. It's just like it's something that we really want the people to get into. And so I want all of my listeners, if you're listening right now, I want you to listen to it. And we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about LRDC with B is the Future. But check it out, LRDC, B is the Future.
Look, when you come back in, I was actually the first track off of our
when you
come
back,
I'm gonna
let you know what I'm saying. You can take it.
Oh, shit. Turn that shit up. Hold the fuck up. It's that. This that live real shit. What they call this one? Look, okay, I love when people doubt me, I can show them a good, more capable, complete, more than you ever could. Give me that, and go knee deep. I don't even need freeze, a king is fit for a queen. Don't knock me now while I'm trying to knock him down.
Right.
That's the wall of limitations, trying to lead a generation in the pages. And maybe we can all make it safely. When we hate each other, we building all malice. Niggas wanna be real, but can't create a palace. All I'm saying is I'm trying to turn this shit way out. Homies dying in my closest to the graveyard. They want this like I did. I feel they living through me. me now. Watch my problems become thinner in my vision. The way I'm teaching these niggas, you think I'm getting paid off tuition. Listen, I know these dreams ain't so far away. She said, that I stay. She said she wanna do a couple of days. She read out 50 Shades of Grey. I don't play, unless she was broke. I send a mind out of space. And she knows it's rolling on this way. Cause I presented it in a different way. I put her own game. So she made me stop saying these niggas are the same. I just showed that I had my own lane. Don't ever just be in the frame. Another nigga made. I see this life and how it's played. My OGs told me to take this game and put it in your own frame. Don't ever get yourself or no motherfucking lame, yo. Niggas die chasing dreams and never see it pay off. The time is running down like a play clock. Never want to mention no, don't think that. She could be way worse, not think bad. Put that love in the hurt, it don't mean shit. If the trust broken, it don't mean shit. Your first step is acceptance. More power in the action from the written. Niggas giving up good riddance. The future got no room for motherfuckers quitting. Heavy rapper, long no prescriptions. Never over the counter, the pips is different. They know nothing about it, so they try to exercise it, try to minimize it. But what if it's just different?
They gon' get it at first glance and try to get them it down, but they can't cause it's way too brilliant. I'm sure they want the game, but we ain't never tripping. We know what we gotta do is make them listen. Make sure they never misconstrue the vision now. All she worry about is what she feeling out when I'm sipping. You niggas better listen. This is free life lesson shit. In college, you gotta pay tuition. You wasting your money if you don't pay attention. I'm treating life the same way you wasting time if you don't pay attention. When it's over, it's over. Ain't no fucking extension, but that's my city. A place where you get popped for checking out another nigga girl titties. Is that easy? This is LRDC.
That's right, that's right. That shit go hard, that's right. That's B is the future. That was LRDC. And if you guys didn't get it the first time, you can always get it again. That's right at www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. Now, if you don't already know, we are the number one independent woman-owned radio adventure smooching. Love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. Smooches. All right, B, what's going on?
What's going on? Hey, for a moment, I want you to get to know Rummy for a little bit. The other guy that was rapping on the record, let him say a few things.
All right.
How you doing, love?
What's going on, Rummy? I heard that you had a lot of influence in helping bring about this LRDC collaboration.
Yeah, me and B been best friends since we was in diapers, you know. So it's only natural that we develop concepts of life together. You know, what you just heard was a take off something that we're going to put out right before the album. We out here working on it in Oregon right now. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Smooches.
Yo,
that was crazy. That was our board. Our board shut down. Sorry about that. Rummy.
Hello.
We're back. We're sorry about that. It happens from time to time. But we on point. We know how to bring it right back up. Sorry about that. But so we don't know what part that you were explaining, but you don't have to do a run back. But I know that you and B as the Future go way back. So just tell me a little bit about yourself and why you're so passionate about doing the music.
Oh, well, I'm Rummy Abiff. You know, me and B have been best friends since we was in diapers. You know, we grew this passion for music together. You know, we was poets as young and everything like that. And me and our fathers, me and his, them being best friends before us, did music together as well. So we was always around music as youngins. So it just influenced us the whole way, you know. I've been in love with music since before
I got out the womb. My dad used to play Beethoven for me when I was in my mama's stomach, you know what I'm saying? So I was born into it, for real, for real. It's in my chromosomes, you know?
Okay, okay. Well, it sounds like you guys definitely have some type of musical chemistry together, and that's hard to develop, and that's even more hard to get people to understand. And I think that what you guys do together is definitely something different than we've heard come out of Be As The Future. And I'm just wishing you guys much success. And I know a lot of times a lot of people say they're not in it for the money, but, you know, the money is the only way you're going to change, not just the people in your lives, circumstances. That's the only way we're going to be able to change our community. So I'm wishing, you know, all type of prosperity comes into you, because you definitely are putting out some positive music. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and we wish the same for you, love.
Thank you, Smooches. So anyways, we definitely have some more songs before we get off the air tonight. And I want now to kind of lay out the rest of the night, especially because we have some other tracks in here that definitely are relevant to the times. But not only that, there's some really, really interesting tunes inside of this. I don't know where you guys are getting the instrumentals from. I don't know if you guys are collaborating on that together or not. But we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how you actually create these paintings of, you know, audio paintings that you've been creating out here. But right now I want you to check out Show Me by Be As The Future, and we'll be right back right here on Smooches Radio.
Hey, we're going to make this quick. Liberal.cool shit. Come on.
Yeah. Vibe with a nigga. Right. Quick. Yeah. Young nigga, Illmatic. They feel my ride like they feel an automatic. Fucking up my vibe with all the static. My niggas react automatic.
Automatic.
Them lame niggas want the fame so bad they can have it. Long as they know that the game got my name on my name. Open up the brain of a young nigga that's focused. OG like my name is Otis.
Otis.
Lil mama traffic in that work in a 4-4. We all make it together. Selling hard or flying on these beats like a feather. Off that purple haze, flying in any weather. Your life don't even matter if you ain't trying to reach a higher plateau. I don't see how they satisfied with staying so low. They remain stagnant, but I gotta go.
I gotta go.
Recognize my full potential and let it glow.
Let it
glow. Be the guiding light to my niggas trying to reach the same height.
Same
we got the same sight, so we take flight.
Well, you can call us the Flight Club. Running loud like it's time, it's always time to smoke. Let them know, HBM all let your throat. Where the stars deep, I can't locate with a telescope. I let them know my motives, creating heaven on earth. I push my demons for the work hard to better deserve. Don't need no limitation, fuck whatever's in my life. That serves no purpose if you rewind and get the stepping. Yeah, nigga, this that daily weapon. The quiet makes the most noise when it's time to speak. They listen like I'm calling roll. Chilling while I'm drifting gold. But I told you I'm a king. Cause all my niggas royal and loyal. That's family for you. All we do is blaze up and count ways to get money. It's nothing, keep fighting. You gon' stay in the back. I done master my soul from fucking slaving these drugs and making it back to sanity. When the world took me opposite so clearly. Last letter to the old me, no sincerely. Last call for real love, I want him reach out. Cause I'm never the one in the now. I'm just chilling till I get to where I'm going. Fucking doubt if you wanna.
Would you tell me, baby?
Tell the east side, show me,
Would you tell me, baby?
Tell that whole city, show me, yeah.
Would you tell me, baby?
Tell the whole fucking world, show me,
is the start of it all.
Of
the action is all that matters, like the action of me and my niggas actually climbing to the top of that ladder. Stuck at the bottom of, we in the middle. The top is but a dream away. But if you don't hustle to bring your dreams to the day, then fuck, you just threw your dreams away. That's why we work every day. We see them niggas dealing in the ways, and we can deal up in the ways of selling weight. But we can start a better way. It's simple math, and I said that yeah. Put 7 dope minds and another 8 to the yeah. And half of that equipment that these whack niggas have.
Don't deserve it.
Math. We got the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Like me, make a whole city sing.
Bang,
bang. Them guns in the F of HB.
I'm in these thoughts forever. Euphoric actions. I'm after that money like it took something from me. But I'm trying to take it. Tell my bitches believe it. Understand what you saying. Killing niggas before I hit record. You understand my warm up is body and your final product. Roll up any situation.
in the paper. Higher balance is the key to a better future. You lose those burning L's of that bullshit. Smoking on that Kush pack, writing up some new shit. Embodying the music and serving to the masses. Y'all slower than molasses with compression. So get ready, motherfucker, I'ma stay on top. Write an album that'll probably put a smile on Pac. It's enough or nothing going on. Procrastination kills the nation. Get up and get it, the only way to get it. Inspirations from many places, but not from the posers. I got way older, I'm noticing all the taxes. And how everything above that green, that's why they got taxes. Blowing tropical, yeah, it's real good, so it's no taxes. Unless you add an extra, all the extra bitches on the side of me. No relations, this is where you supposed to be, obviously. Niggas, they hate, but deep down, they admire me. K-I-N-G, the goat is speaking to you. Lyrical bullets, you don't want to be left leaking, do you? And I can see the fear seeping through you. Doing shit that ain't usual, they don't see what I see. I'm about to take that leap, I don't understand defeat. I just overstand my need to succeed. Live real to live free.
Smooches. If you're just tuning in live to our special radio venture, then you are in for a treat, because we have at B is the Future and at Rummy Abiff online live right now. I see some of the callers that came into the chat room live. Thank you out there to Giovanni out there in Union, New Jersey. Also, thank you out there to Short Stacks, our loyal royals out there. And we want you to know, each and every Tuesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Speak Spit and Smooch Live. That's out there for the artists out there, poets. If you want to talk about any of the issues that are out in our community, then we would love for you to call in. But right now, we'd like to get back to our live exclusive view with the Be Is the Future movement. And we want to know what you think, so just stay on the line. Smooches.
What's going on?
Hey, it's Lynn.
Smooches. Don't call me. Smooches.
We're here.
Oh, okay.
Be the Future. We'll be a death here.
All right, we're getting a little delay. All right, but that show me right there. I like that. I love the loops. I love the beat. What's going on with the instrumentals? Do you guys go to one person for the instrumentals? Are you guys in there creating all together? What happens when you bring together your lyrics with the music?
Well, for those songs that those particular songs that you're playing, or actual instrumentals that we found, like kind of like some stuff we did a little while ago. But the usual recording process, when it comes to me and Rummy, you know, we basically, in LRDC, we basically, you know, started from scratch. You know, I had my keyboard, you know, we kind of brainstorm on ideas and stuff like that. I'll have my other guy, Jay Vision, come in here. You know, maybe play something, and we just kind of build off of that, try to build a sound together, you know, however long it takes. I mean, one of the records took us about, you know, 3 weeks to get the sound that, you know, we could agree upon, you know, and if that's how long it takes, then that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? We try not to rush the songs that we really want to go with, you know what I'm saying? So the process is very organic and very natural. We just bring together, you know, fuse our ideas together and try to bring a product that we both can agree on, both can love and enjoy. And, you know, we spit our hearts out on everything that we produce. So basically what it is the EP, which are the songs that you're playing, we don't own the instrumentals, but the album is fully original. See what I'm saying? The EP is basically like, okay, here are a few bars. You know, we know that you guys love when we rap, so we love giving you new music. But the album is the next step. It's the next chapter. It's you know, it's the change, the transition. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of things are going to be different after this. We know this. We planned for this. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely just a turnaround, and not just for us. We want it to be for a lot of people, you know, because a new wave of music, it feels like just a new time in your life. You know, you remember the time where you heard
you know, that new song by your favorite artist that just stuck with you forever. You're like, man, I remember when such and such came out, I was doing this. That's what I wanted to be. Like, yo, I remember when that LRDC came out, I was, you know, getting ready to go to Atlanta or something. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's the type of music that we're trying to create. Like, you know, not that, you know, yeah, things you make memories to. Not that, you know, it's here today, going tomorrow, because there's a lot of that. I see it. You know what I'm saying? The music streaming, yeah, you know, like the digital age and the music streaming is just so, it's so fast paced. You know what I'm saying? So we trying to regulate it.
Okay. Well, regulate on, my brothers. Yes, I definitely feel you, and I definitely know that the message you're trying to project is that, you know, when the music changes, you know, you have an opportunity to change your life. And I'm sending that vibration out to all of our listeners out there. You know, if people don't know it, because it seems like when you go into a whole new genre of music or whoever's leading in the game, it seems like people tend to do some different things. And so that's why it's always good to keep different music in your, you know, downloaded and, you know, continue to listen to these indie artists, because one of the things that you're going to get, you're going to get a different sound. I like Show Me, one of the reasons I do like this track, and I think maybe you guys may have heard this before, but there's something really feminine about the track, but then it stays really hard. So I'm like, okay, is this for the girls? But then you don't know, because when you come in lyrically, it's not talking about, you know, to me, about a relationship per se, but there is a relationship going on between you and the music, but I still feel like, wow, I still liked it. I would totally play this in my vehicle. Like, I would do that. So tell me about Show Me. Like, where are we going with Show Me? Where are you taking us?
I'll let Rumi answer that one.
Really, anywhere it can go, you know, anywhere that people love hearing it. You know, we're doing nothing but just speaking truth about what we do and how we feel you could enjoy your life better, you know, as far as following your dreams and staying true to who you are. So, and it's a very classic sound to it, you know, and hip-hop needs that, because there's a lot of reverting back to the 90s and the late 80s and the early 2000s right now. So it's nice to have that renaissance feel, you know, so wherever Show Me can go.
I love it. Smooches to you. Thank you so much, Rummy.
Thank you.
All right. So thank you guys so much for just coming on our show, being very professional. We tell that to all of our exclusive you guests, and we get a lot of different people, but everybody doesn't get an opportunity to have a live chat with Smooches. You know, I feel like, you know, what we do here is very, something very similar to what you do. And we feel like, you know, being independent, we have a say-so in who we allow on our show. And so, you know, we stay, we could possibly have some, you know, some bigger names out there, but the bigger names already have all of the press. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to let indie artists in through another portal, another back door, so that when people come back to this particular time, like you said, time is very important. And when people hear it and you guys come back and hear it a year from now, you really get a chance to see what you can do when you actually go out there and start to get on these bigger name shows. And we like that we're small, but we want to grow bigger, but we definitely love what we do for the indie artists right now. And we're just so happy that you got a chance to come on the show. You don't know my history, but I'm originally a Louisiana girl as well.
Wow, so, really? I didn't know.
You never knew that, but yes. Now, you guys never know the town I'm from. But I used to do college radio in Monroe, Louisiana. But before that, I lived in a town called Leesville. You guys probably never heard of it.
I've never heard of Monroe.
Okay, so Monroe you heard of. But there's another town. We do a lot of football. Derrida, Louisiana, probably, let's see, Alexandria, Louisiana. I know you guys know Alexandria.
Oh, man, no? We basically family now.
Yeah. So, you know, I grew up in that era, and I also went to college radio, and I did some, you know, alternative rock. And so now I'm kind of doing this on my own, and I get a chance to really connect with you guys. So, but our listeners are out there, but I want you all, if you have any future venues for the summer, because it's really hot and there's a lot of indie fests out there, if you have any tours or if you have any places that you would like to redirect our listeners, please do it for me right now.
Yeah, we actually have a show when we come back from Portland, July 24th. It's actually going to be this artist named Yale. It's her listening party. We're opening up for her at the Black Star Cafe, 800 Belleville Street, B-E-L-L-E-V-I-L-L-E Street, for you guys in the area. It'll probably start, what time it starts, you know? It'll probably start around 9, 10 o'clock, something like that. It's going to be a great, great show, a lot of great performers, great vibes, man. You guys should definitely come and check out Yells. Come check out me and Rummy, and I'm sure there are other performers. So July 24th, Black Star Cafe.
All right, Smooch, to see you. And if you guys need to get that again, no problem. Just go ahead and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio, or you can even start following at B is the Future. That is B-E-E-I-S-B, Future. And you also have at Rummy Abiff, R-U-M-M-I-E-A-B-I-F-F. And you can also Google him, a Google search for SoundCloud, and find out what other music that they have already established and done, because this is something new, but there's so much history to this particular. B is the Future has been in the game. He's not new to it. He's been working on his craft, and I think that we should support it. And before we get out of time, I definitely have to give our listeners the very last track that we have out here, The Time Is Now. And I'm going to let them decide for themselves. We don't have to come back for a chat, but I want to just personally just thank you guys again for coming in tonight. And just don't forget to follow Smooches Radio on Facebook and Twitter, at Smooches Radio on Twitter. And we're also on IG now, so follow us at Smooches Radio on IG. We definitely love what we do, and we're going to continue loving you, and we're going to continue pushing your music out there, B. Thank you so much for coming.
Wow, thank you for having us. This is amazing. It's always a pleasure to do the interviews with you. You know, let's do 10 more. And, you know, let's grow together, and we're going to keep this progression going, most definitely.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I hear you. Thank you so much. But without further ado, I want our listeners to definitely do not hang up. It's not over. We're going to put them back on hold. But you know what? We have some more music for all of you, because you know what? This music is important. But not only that, it's impacting your life right now. Check it out. The time is now. Smooches.
Okay, I smoke before I spoke. Late to mind with all these quotes. From a princess before the throne. Thoughts are running around with balls, six years in the trunk. Look, yeah, under my belt, commodities for the goddamn bitch. Red shit don't work. All them niggas gon' need help, cause I can turn these thoughts to reality. Maybe I'll be a scholar. We the bitch and the philosophers. Either way, my main focus is a dollar, bruh. We chasing hope, our dreams, and ain't no stopping us. As my mind drifts through the different rifts of life, I see the more I let it flow, the more knowledge I hope I gain. Refrain from being tamed by the status quo. Shit, I'm up as far as ladders go. When it comes to climbing to success, before this I had no time for stress. So what make you think I got it now? The time is now. Hey, the time is now. Okay, the time is now. Hey, the time is now. Nigga, the time is now. Hey, the time is now. Look, the time is now. Hey, the time is now. Yeah. I just emerged from that last drug trip. Yeah, I make it all work wrapped in substance. Nobody really knows you when you all alone. We be roller coasting in the park of love. Couple bitches dreams poured in my cup. I'm sorry you wish I was with you right now, but I'm getting drunk, drowning in the pool of thoughts. Hope you got someone to call. Never put the real on hold, cause time will make you pay me for it. I listen more than I'll talk to a legend when I meet him. New dope for the hoe, you know how to roll it, my nigga, it's simple. Tell him I know my shit, the new sound. Tell him I know who got it now. That's HBM, and the time is now. 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 Nigga, the time is now. The time is now. The time is now. The time is now. The time is now.
Smooches, and that was The Time Is Now by B is the Future. He has been on our show so many times, and we thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We appreciate all of our loyal royals. And you can always, like I said, go ahead and download the show because the show is totally downloadable at blogtalkradio.com/smoochesradio. You already know. But before we get out of here tonight, while you're waiting for the other blog to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.